My name is Chris Johnson. Here's how I operate. I kind of like to know what the fuck is going on in the world, but I also don't want to have anything to fucking do with that world. But I like to know, like, new terms and new phrases and kind of an idea what the fuck is happening out there in popular culture, just so I have an idea what the fuck people are talking about. I don't really want to know, but I want to understand. If somebody's doing something I don't fucking know about, I want to at least know where the fuck that came from. So if I ever have to have a conversation with a dumb motherfucker, I at least know what they're doing. I just want to know things. I want to know about everything. I want all the knowledge in the fucking world. Oftentimes, though, when I get that knowledge, I wish I didn't have it, because it's dumb as shit. The things people do, the things people say, it pisses me off. The recent source of my agitation? Friend zone. What the fuck is the friend zone? Friend zone sounds like a pussy show for kids on fucking PBS, but it's not that. It's not that, is it? You probably know what it is, right? You know what the fucking friend zone is, don't you? Dudes usually say it, because dudes are dumb as fucking rocks. Dudes are Neanderthal dumb fucking heathens. I've been saying it for years. I've been saying it on this podcast since it started, since its inception. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to fucking scream it from the goddamn mountaintops. Men are dumb. They're dumb as a bag of fucking hair. Most of the stupid shit that we have to fucking deal with in this world is because of fucking men. Does that mean that women aren't stupid? No, plenty of stupid women out there. But they're not as bad. They're not as egregious. The shit they do is nowhere near as fucking offensive. And they're not really fucking shit up. You know what the craziest fucking thing is? Like, if you do a Google search for friend zone, they like even classified. Friend zone, noun. Friend zone's a fucking noun? Get the fuck out of here. Why the fuck is Merriam-Webster wasting their goddamn time with a term like fucking friend zone? Here's the definition. A situation in which a friendship exists between two people, one of whom has an unreciprocated romantic or sexual interest in the other. It's called having a crush on somebody. We're always taking things that already exist and giving them new douchebag terms. We're putting lipstick on fucking turds here. Or pigs. You can't take a piece of shit and dip it in chocolate and turn it into a fucking dessert. There are perfectly fine terms out there. We don't need to keep making, like, new dumb terms. And sometimes they even say it. If you use the term, like, you'll look at the memes out there. They'll be like, man, she friend-zoned him so hard. Like, she just checked them into the fucking boards or something, like it's a goddamn hockey game. Like, I didn't know there was, like, a level of friend-zoning. Look, it sucks balls if you have a crush on somebody and they don't have a crush on you. If you have a romantic interest in somebody or you want to date somebody and they don't have that same interest in you. It's kind of life, isn't it? So, what's the friend zone? Rejection? It's a pussy term for fucking rejection? Is that all that is? Because to me, that sounds like that's all it is. It's a douchebag, whiny fucking male term for rejection. And the alpha males are taking advantage of this dumb fucking term. These fucking alpha males, they're worse than any other dudes. They're these fucking, like, gung-ho. You ever see the movie Magnolia? Tom Cruise plays a part in that movie. He was Frank T.J. Mackey. Awesome fucking role. He would teach guys, like, how to get women. And he would say shit like, you know, respect the cock, tame the cunt. But he was a dick. Like, he was a fucking asshole. But there's a whole business of assholes like him out there that are, like, trying to get guys out of the friend zone. Make her love you, man. Like, it's a fucking game. You know why relationships suck? You know why your relationship sucks? Or any relationship that you've had in the past sucks? Because everybody plays these dumb fucking games. I don't play any of these games. And you might point to me and say, like, you're single, asshole. Yeah, you're right, I am. But I'm also true to myself. I'm also fucking real. And I'm also not a douchebag. I mean, you might think I'm a douchebag, but not for that reason. Not because I'm playing lame fucking dumb games. Like, I'm not treating relationships like it's some kind of a fucking hunt. Ooh, I'm on the prowl, huh? I gotta find a lady. I gotta play these dumb fucking games or else she's not gonna like me. Yeah, because that's gonna work. That's gonna work, asshole. How about you be you? Why not try that? And how do you know you've been put in a friend zone? Does she tell you that? Does she say, like, sir, you're in the friend zone? How does that happen? Does she talk to you about, like, other guys she's interested in? Or does she just say to you, like, sorry, buddy, I'm not interested in you? I gotta be honest, if I was interested in somebody and I found out that she was either dating somebody else or had an interest in somebody else, regardless of how much I liked this girl, how much I gave a shit about this person, I would pull back. I couldn't be around them. I couldn't be around them if I knew that, because it would be too difficult for me. I wouldn't think, like, man, I've been friend-zoned, I gotta break out. I'd think, well, she's got no fucking interest, and I'm not gonna fucking torture myself by fucking hanging around. And there are several reasons why if you're crushing on somebody, you can't fucking tell them. Maybe you work together, maybe you're terrified of rejection. I'm fucking terrified of rejection. Maybe you're terrified of intimacy. I gotta be honest with you, I don't know how to be in a relationship. I know I was in one for 14 and a half years that ended in divorce, and I know I dated somebody else. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm terrified of all that shit. When I have an interest in somebody, I don't know what to do. So I don't really do anything. I just continue along my day, and I probably just talk to that person as if nothing was different. Probably not a good idea. Probably not going to get me out of the friend zone if I'm even in the friend zone. I don't know. I haven't looked. I haven't, like, checked it out because it's a dumb fucking imaginary made-up fucking term. But, like, I get tired of hearing just dumb bullshit. I hate stupid bullshit. If you want to fucking date somebody, talk to them. I fucking hate shit that's not real. I like reality. I like stuff that's real. I like real people. I like real fucking feelings. And the friend zone's not real. The friend zone is made up douchey bullshit. What if I told you, loyal podcast listener, that you are in my friend zone? Sorry, I don't want to fuck you. But I probably do. Maybe I don't. I don't know. I don't know. You're friend zoned. Until next time, figure out how to get out of there. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. You can check me out on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, on Twitter at Johnson Hate You. Also, every single episode's on Podbean, the website or the app. You can get all the episodes there. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Play as well. And if you're my Facebook friend, I've picked up a lot of those lately. Why don't you just fucking click on the videos on Facebook? You don't have to go anywhere. Listen to me, goddammit. Listen to my bullshit.